Chapter 5. He was waiting for an answer. Juliana clutched her keyring with trembling fingers. She gave him her decision by fumbling with a fastener on her purse, finally getting it open and dropping the keys inside.
"Good,"
he said quietly as they fell into step along the sidewalk. It began to rain again, but this time it was only a shower, warm and sweet, as though readying the earth for something new to grow.
"I see you aren't wearing your watch tonight."
No, I'm not," she said, a smile of realization rising on her face. She wouldn't need it because she had nowhere else she needed to be. "How long have you been following me?" she asked, shivering from the disbelief of this night. She sounded cold, as if it was January instead of July.
"Since you left your house this afternoon,"
he said. They reached the Auburn, and he opened the door on the passenger's side. Before Juliana slipped inside, he placed a hand on her arm and searched her eyes for doubt.
"Once you get in this car, life will never be the same."
"I'm counting on that," she said, taking her place in the passenger's seat. Her legs shook, not from fear, but from the enormity of seeing a dream come to pass. This dream that had felt so impossible only moments before. He began driving them through the city, the lampposts setting the wet streets aglow. The rain was gentle, the windshield wipers soothing. Juliana felt herself start to relax.
"Juliana?"
She knew what he was going to ask before the words came out.
"Why didn't you turn me in?"
She looked at her hands in her lap. In her imagination, answering this question had been so easy. Now, in the flesh, she could not control his reactions. "Some people might think it's for revenge on my father and fiancé," she said. "I hate the way they run our banks."
"That's what some people might think,"
he agreed.
"But what do you think?"
A passing car came dangerously close, and Jace swerved to miss being hit. It was over in a split second, and they were riding safely again. "We could be killed in 2 seconds, and he'd never know how I really feel about him," Juliana thought, and it struck her as sad. Now was not the time to inch around the heart of the matter. And why bother with careful answers? Hadn't she already thrown caution to the wind? Already crossed the line of no return? She shifted so that her back was against the door and she could see his profile. "I didn't turn you in because I've been in love with you since the minute I saw you." He was quiet, and it stripped her naked. Never had she felt so vulnerable, and it was evident in her voice. "I'm hoping you came back because you have the same feelings for me." Jace sat still for a moment. Then he seemed to decide something. He looked over at Juliana, his heart in his eyes.
"I tried to avoid any feelings I had for you, Juliana, and I'm still struggling to accept them."
"Because you robbed my family's banks."
"Reason enough, isn't it?"
he asked.
"And I don't get how you can trust me, knowing what you know."
He had slowed the car and was watching her more than he was watching the road. She turned and stared out the windshield, knowing she had to find a way to explain what would seem crazy to most people. She saw how Jace gripped the steering wheel, and though she hated to keep him in suspense, she was truly struggling to find the right words. Finally, she looked away from the world outside the car and turned her eyes back to him. "I really don't know how to explain it, except that." She paused and smiled gently. "The heart has reasons that reason cannot know." He nodded and loosened his grip on the steering wheel.
"Shakespeare?"
"Pascal,"